Shalom. Welcome to The Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Onyeni, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's episode, we are looking at the Church of Sardis, And I read from Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things say he that has the seven spirit of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you live and are dead. The name Sardis means the red ones or bloody ones. In Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, scripture says that, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. From the above scripture, therefore, we can see that blood indicates life. As we read on, we realize that the overcomer in Sardis was clothed with white raiment. Remember that garments are made white in the blood of the Lamb. According to Revelation chapter 7, verse 14, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This is what makes them the bloody ones, and they enroll in the heavenly army. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5 says, to the overcomer of Sardis, Jesus has the seven spirit of God and the seven stars. Jesus said to the overcomer in Sardis, he that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. The promise to the overcomer in the faith ascent is beautiful. Apart from being clothed in white raiment, which speaks of righteous works, his name is not blotted out of the book of life, and he is inaugurated to the Father and his angels. Right from salvation, we go through various dimensions of life. Thus, life is the Lamb's book of life. All that we have spoken about, from the tree of life to the light of life, is a journey through the book of life. Jesus said he will not blot the overcomer's name from the book of life. Now the question is, what is the book of life? The book of life is a volume in which all that pertains to a man's destiny is written therein. It contains your path or inheritance and your works while you were alive on the earth. To many people, they have the wrong notion that their names are written in the book of life when they get born again. But that is not the case at all. Every man that has ever been in existence on this earth has his name written in the book of life. It is actually called the book of all living. Funny enough, you will hear many preachers leading people to be born again by asking them to beg God to write their names in the book of life. Nevertheless, there is no need for any man to appeal to God to write his name in the book of life, because it is already there. Every man that has ever been in existence on this earth has his name written in the book of life. Scripture makes mention of several books. In the book of Revelation alone, we are given the list of the existence of several books in the archives of heaven. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 says, and I saw the dead and small and great stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Here we see the book of life and the book of works. Moreover, the scripture says that several books were opened. As we peruse the Old Testament and the New Testament, we come across several books. We can find the book of Kings, book of Wars, book of Works, book of Remembrance, book of Inheritances, Destiny, Scrolls, the book of Chronicles, the book of Ages, the book of Life, the Lamb's book of Life, and others. The book that contains the unchangeable will of God is called the volume of the book. This is the book Jesus was regulated by and read the demand of God for his life from. Hebrews chapter 7, 10 verse 7 says, look, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God. Among these books, the most common made mention of in the body of Christ is the book of life. Everybody's name is written in the book of life, and it is not written when you get born again. This belief concerning the book of life is gravely at variance with the truth of the word of God. In Psalm 69, verse 27 to 28, David prayed to God concerning the wickedness of his enemies, and I read, "Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come out into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of life, and not be written with the righteous." If a man's name can only be written in the book of life when he gets born again, then how did the names of David's enemies appear in it when Jesus had not yet died and even resurrected? You cannot blot a ten out of a book unless it has already been written in it. Being a prophet who had understood the heavenly patterns, David would have been very mistaken to assume that his enemies' names were written in the book of life, if indeed they were not written there. This revelation defeats the commonly held notion that it is only those who are born again who have their names written in the book of life. The question then is, what is the book of life? The book of life is simply the book of all living. Psalm 69 verse 28 says, "Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous." This simply means that a book of life contains the details of the life of every man that has ever or will ever live on this earth. As long as you were born of a woman, your name is in the book of life. There is therefore no need to beseech God to write your name in the book of life. When you get born again, however, that your name is written in the book of life does not confer anything unless you are written or, well put, registered with the righteous, because your name can be blotted out. Assuredly, the promise of Jesus to the overcomer is that his name would not be blotted out. So in Exodus of the Israelite, Moses prayed to God to blot his name out of his book in imploring him to forgive the sins of the Israelites. And we can find this in Exodus 32 verse 31. "And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Oh, these people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sins, and if not, blot me, I pray you, out of your book which you have written. And the Lord said unto Moses, Whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book." God emphatically said that he blots out the names of those who have sinned against him. These are they who are not of the faith of Abraham, so had their names blotted out. Therefore, when it comes to the book of life, you can either have your sins blotted out or your name blotted out. This book has the record of every man's name and sin according to Adamic nature. That is to say, as long as you are born by a woman, you have the sin in your nature, and this sin is recorded in the book. When you believe in the saving work of Christ, he blots out your sin from the book. Accordingly, in Acts chapter 3 verse 19, Peter the apostle said, "Repent you therefore and be converted, and that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." When it comes to the book of life, you can either have your sin blotted out or your name blotted out. If your sin is not blotted out by the blood of Jesus, your name will be blotted out eventually. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 23 asserts, "To the general assembly and to the church of the firstborn which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect." Now the New King James Version puts it this way: "To the general assembly and to the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect." The Greek word translated as written is apographo, and it means to be registered or to be enrolled. To say that your name is written with the righteous in the book of life simply means it is registered or secured, not that God is now about to write it as an entry. Whoever's name is not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. When your name is not found written in the book of life, it doesn't It does not matter how many gracious works you have done. They will be considered as zero, because it is the registration of your name that you have the assurance of citizenship. The registration of one's name is what gives you the right of salvation. When you are not registered in the book of life, you are surely lost and have no eternal life. To be born again actually means to be born from above, which is the Greek word anothen. John chapter 3 verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And now the question is, what is the Lamb's book? What is the Lamb's book? There is a book of life, and there is the Lamb's book of life. There is the book of life, and there is the Lamb's book of life. So we want to look at what is the Lamb's book of life. It is imperative to note that the book of life is different from the Lamb's book of life. Okay? The Lamb's book of life is the autobiography of the Lamb's life. That is the life of Jesus. Okay, so the Lamb's book is actually the life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 21 verse 27 says, and there shall in no wise enter into anything that defiles, neither whatsoever works abomination or makes a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. There is the book of life, and there is the Lamb's book of life. They are not the same. When we speak of the Lamb's book of life, we are dealing with the registered names in the book of life who have a part in the holy city. The book of life contains the registered names of saints who have a part in the holy city. To have a part in the holy city, you must be registered in the Lamb's book of life. Else, you can only be in the camp of the saints. Simply put, you could be registered in the book of life, and since you don't have a part in the holy city, your name is not registered as part of the Lamb's book of life. When we speak of the Lamb's book of life, we are dealing with the registered names in the book of life who have a part in the holy city. Your possession of a white stone is your participation in the Lamb's book of life. It simply means that you master the life of the Lamb of God. That is, you journey through the tree of life where you were given the right to eat of the 12 different fruit. Then, secondly, you overcame the second death, which is the lake of fire. Then, thirdly, you were given a white stone and a right to eat of the hidden manna. Then, fourthly, you were made a morning star and given right over the nations to rule with a rod of iron. At the fifth level, you can have the assurance of your name being written or registered in the Lamb's book of life to have a part in the holy city, which is the ascent of the church of the bloody ones. Sardis is the stage of the overwhelming life of the Lamb of God. The overcomer at the church of Sardis is inaugurated or introduced or shown to the Father and his angels. The scripture said, I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. What a privilege to be given a name and an inauguration. Jesus holds your hands and shows you to the Father and to his angels as well. This is because you have mastered the bloody, overwhelming life of Christ. The book of Revelation is truly an apocalypsis of Jesus Christ. And this is the focus of the fourth ascent of the church, or the fifth ascent, which is the church of the Sardis. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.